Come on in. We're getting ready for Anointed Temple of Praise, Christian Church Disciples of Christ Bible Study.
This is Monday. Monday Manor is in process, and we praise God for this, the 28th day of June. And of course, this is indeed the day the Lord has made, and we're determined to rejoice and be glad in it. And so we praise God for those who are going to participate and be a part of this particular time together tonight. And we're certainly grateful for God sustaining us and continuing to keep us, forgiving us of our sins, and yet showing forth his mercy and his kindness, even in spite of us. And so we're certainly excited about what God yet has in store. We're in Psalms. We're still doing the 73 Psalms of David. And tonight we're going to start in chapter number 9, and you'll see there'll be a jump. When all of the Psalms in these 73 are not attributed to David, but we're going to jump from 9, and then we'll move over to, I believe, 11. And so there are 73 of these Psalms, as we indicated, that are attributed to David. And so there's not going to be a consistency that you might see in terms of how they flow, but we do praise God for each of you. Let's go ahead and get started, Lady Kim. The hour is upon us. We got on a little early. Let us know, some of you, when you come on, if the sound is good and that you can see and hear us as we prepare to go into this time of study together. We know that eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard, neither have there entered into the heart of men the things that God has prepared for them that love him. And so we love him tonight. We love him even more today than we did on yesterday. And so we praise God for his keeping power. And let's go to God in prayer at this time. Father, we bless you and we honor you. We do thank you for this day, and we thank you for our lives. We thank you for your Spirit's abiding presence. Thank you for being God all by yourself. We declare and decree that you are a healer and a deliverer.
Yes, God.
And that all power is within your hands. And we know beyond the shadow of a doubt, there's absolutely nothing too hard for you. We have history with you. You've never failed us yet. And so, God, we thank you now for this day that you've allowed us together and study your word. Your word is indeed a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. So we pray your choices, blessing to be upon each participant that will partake and be a part of what we will share tonight. Then, God, we ask that you would be with Lady Kim and I as we prepare to share this word, and that the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. You are our strength and our redeemer.
Yes, God.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And praise God and hallelujah.
Amen.
And glory God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
All right. Well, we are going to get just an update on the service from yesterday. Graduate Recognition Sunday, a powerful time. We had a service where we just celebrated those who were graduating and have graduated. And we had some very strong graduates that came before us on yesterday. And we're so proud of the members of Anointed Temple of Praise. And we wish them well and hope they be successful, and that they will go on and do great things for the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So tell us a little bit about what happened yesterday, Lady Kim, as we prepare to get into this word tonight.
Well, as we always do, we do a recap from the Sunday service. And yesterday you did a continuation from Father's Day. You didn't get a chance to complete your Father's Day message, and so it just continued on. But it was so appropriate, of the power of a father's love. Part two, and I think that's appropriate any time of the
year.
That's
right, I believe so.
Because I think everybody needs to feel the love of their father.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody does not have a positive relationship with their fathers, you know, for whatever reason. Some people have wonderful relationships. Some have mediocre relationships. Others don't have a good relationship at all. And then some don't even know who their real father is.
That's true.
And so we need to know that God is our father and that he loves us unconditionally. And so when we come to that realization that God loves us no matter what, that God is our Father, then we can begin to feel the power of God's love in our lives. So with that, you preach from the scripture that talks about the prodigal son. And we all know that story of the prodigal son, who the young man who said, "Father, give me my inheritance right now."
Right.
And so because he gave the father that, I don't think it was a demand. He asked his father, "Father, would you please give me my inheritance now?" And the father agreed.
That's right.
And not only did he agree to give him his inheritance, the younger son his inheritance, he gave the older son his also, because the scripture says that he gave to them.
Right, right.
And that's something that, as many times as I had read that particular scripture, I had never noticed that before until you brought it out. I was always focused on the younger son getting his. And I never really noticed that the older son got his too.
Right.
So he gave it to them. But we know the story goes that the younger son went out and spent all his inheritance on riotous, reckless, and raggedy, as you called it, raggedy living. All right. And you know, we know the story that when you spend all your money, when you got a lot of money, you got a lot of friends.
That's right. That's
but once right. the money is gone, then the honey is gone too. You know, and so he spent all of his money on reckless, wild living. And then when he had nothing left, he had to go and he was so hungry. He was destitute. He was so hungry. He asked for a job from a man, and the job was feeding his pigs, or feeding his hogs. And he said he was so hungry, even what the pigs ate looked appetizing. Mm-hmm. And while he was there in that pig pen, the word says he came to himself. That, and you brought that out too, that he came to himself. At some point in our lives, we need to come to ourselves.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
and
Lord.
Realize that we have a loving Father waiting with open arms. And so when he came to himself, he said, "How many of my father's hired hands have more than enough to eat? And here I am looking at pig slop, thinking it might taste good." And so he left and went back to his father's house. And the word says that when the father saw him a great way off.
A great way off.
You know, he wasn't even close yet. He was down the road and round the corner some.
Mm-hmm. Over the hill.
when the father saw him, he ran and fell. He hugged his son. He welcomed his son back home, kissed him on his neck, welcomed him back home. And isn't that how God is with
That's
us?
So much like
he
God.
Welcomes us back home once we come to ourselves. Once we do all our dirt out there in the street, he welcomes us back home. And I like that scripture that says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he won't depart from it."
That's
so
right.
When we're brought up or trained up in the word of God, that means that once we get through with all of our foolishness and our raggedy living and being out there living on the edge, we come to ourselves, then God allows us to return back to him. And so you know, that's how it was.
Yeah, and I know oftentimes you talk about once you train a child up in the way in which God would require, you have to give them two things. And you talk about giving them roots and giving them
wings
so that even though they might go out and wander and do some things, that word is inside of them. And in some way and somehow, that word of God just resonates with us, no matter what we're going through or where we are. And God never takes his eyes off of us. And I got excited about that he saw him. And so God sees us, and he sees us no matter where we might go or what we might be doing. And he's always extending grace and mercy. And that same grace and that same mercy that was extended to the younger son is extended to us today. And I try to emphasize the fact that it makes no difference where you are, or what you've done, or where you've been, or what you smell like, or what you look like, what you've been into. God still loves you, and he wants you to come on back home.
Amen.
And that's good news for somebody tonight, because many of us have drifted far. And I praise God that even in my wretched state, when I was going through and all of the foolishness that I was involved in, God never gave up on me.
Never gave
and
up.
And he saw the potential that was in me, even when I didn't see it myself.
Amen.
And so I praise God that he didn't take his eyes off of me. And that's a word for somebody tonight. God, he still loves you, and he loves you too much to leave you where you are.
Amen. The other thing you talked about were the 2 points that you did get to on yesterday was the Father had compassion on him.
Mm-hmm.
And our Father has compassion on us. Just like Pastor said, you know, no matter what we've done, no matter what we've gone through, God still has compassion on us when we decide to return to him.
Right.
God doesn't leave us.
That's
we
right.
leave God.
That's right.
You know, God is always there when we're ready to return. And then lastly, his Father dressed him.
He dressed him.
And you gave him gave the analogy that the Father put a robe on him, and the robe signified a covering.
Covering.
So the Father covered him.
Thank you.
Not only covered him physically, but covered him spiritually.
That's right.
He dressed him, he covered him, he gave him a robe, he put a ring on his finger.
Mm-hmm.
That ring signified that we belong, or we have covenant
right.
with one another.
Mm-hmm.
Or with someone special. You mentioned the fact that I have a ring on my finger. I have a ring on this finger too, but I have a ring on this finger, which means that we are in covenant with one
That's
another.
Right.
We
That's
are
right.
married to one another. We've made a commitment to one another. And so the Father put a ring on his son's hand, on his son's finger, signifying that they were still in covenant relationship
with one another.
He put sandals or shoes on his feet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and those shoes signified
the right direction, going in the right direction.
Going in the right direction.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
now he's back home, he's moving in the right direction.
That's right.
So, That was awesome on yesterday.
And then we just kind of celebrated our graduates on yesterday. And how many were present, Lady Kim?
Oh, were present?
Mm-hmm.
I think 10 were present.
10?
Uh-huh.
And a total of 13 all together?
Yes.
High school and college. But we're excited about all of our students and our young people. A lot of graduations took place, and last year they were doing them virtual and drive-throughs, graduation ceremonies. And this was the first time we had an opportunity since COVID to really honor. We had them, I think last year they came around and we presented them something through the drive-through. Is that correct?
No, we had them come.
They came,
one at a time,
that's
not
sure
as
did.
A group.
That's right. That's
mm-hmm.
right. And so that was a joy to see them, and then just to hear all of the great accomplishments that they have achieved over this past year. Very difficult and trying year for all of us, but they continue to endure and did an outstanding job. So we say hats off to all of our graduates, and then that should give even those coming behind them confidence to know that they too can make it.
Amen. Absolutely.
Right. So it was a great day on yesterday, and we praise God for each of you and those who were able to be a part of that worship experience.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're studying the 73 Psalms of David, and these Psalms, they really deal with some of the things that David had to endure in his life, and some of the things that he had to overcome, and some of the challenges that he was faced with. But that word psalm means praise, and each psalm contains a praise to God, a praise of God. But all of these psalms, you'll see that they're all centered on a cry and a need and a joyful song dedicated to God. And I think you indicated last week, Lady Kim, that the Psalms were really songs that they sang during that time and put them to melody, and they would use them in worship. And many of the Psalms that they use for worship, we use some of them even today, and they have been put to a melody that we use in our worship experiences.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are five different divisions, if you will, or different expressions of how these Psalms of David have been divided. And the first section deals with the fact that how God is beside us. And that's where we are today. And the second section deals with God, how God is before us. And the third section deals with how God is all around us. And then the fourth section is how God is above us. And then that fifth section of these 73 Psalms, now it would deal with how God is among us. And so we're in chapter number 9 tonight. Is that right?
Yes.
We finished up 8th chapter last week, and all of them are not consistent. Now, there are going to be some breaks in these Psalms where we're going to deal with those that are attributed to David. I was trying to get Evangelist Patterson's attention yesterday when you said where we were. They're probably a little further along than we are on Wednesday, noonday. But we're both groups are studied from the Psalms of David. So the ninth chapter, the ninth division of Psalm, talks about praise for deliverance. Praise for deliverance.
Mm-hmm.
David, he was determined to praise God because he was so determined in his heart to do what was pleasing in God's sight.
Amen. And he's recounting all of the wonderful deeds that God has done for him.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he talks about how happy he is, and he's rejoicing and exalting God.
Okay. And he's still under pressure. He's still stressed out because the enemy, he's in hot pursuit. And in that third verse, it says the enemies are turned back,
mm-hmm.
and the result of God's power alone. He is righteous. He is the one who vindicates his people.
Mm-hmm.
His enemies fall back and perish in God's will and God's presence, if you will. And David, he recants how he went up against Goliath and how God was there for him, and how even though he's going through a difficult time, God is still able to avenge his enemies. And he said, God will fight my battles.
Yes.
And so we've got to understand that even in our struggles, even when it looks like we're going through a very trying time and it seems as if we don't have a way out and we are searching for deliverance, then we have to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that God fights our battles.
He fights our battles.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he does. And then it goes on to talk about the righteous God, you know, who's punished his enemies and eliminated them from their honor and from their exploits and how they have been shamefully defeated. David goes on to talk about how God rebukes or how he reprimands the enemies of David.
Mm-hmm.
And God has destroyed the wicked and conquered them. And, you know, he put out their name, making their names no more forever and ever, and their fame no more among the kingdoms on the earth.
Right, right.
So, you know, he talks about the destruction
mm-hmm.
also.
That's right. That's
destruction,
right.
How destruction had come to the enemies, and their cities were no more. He talks about how their memorials had perished with their destruction, and there was no more of them. So he continues to talk about how God has destroyed them and destroyed their wicked plots and
mm-hmm,
ploys
mm-hmm.
and how they exist no more.
That's right. And he talks in that seventh verse, we're in the ninth chapter of Psalm. He talks about the unchangeable Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And that's powerful because when you think about God being unchangeable, you think about the all-sufficiency of God, or you think about how God comforts and how God is there in our hour of need, and that he is unchangeable. I think one of the writers say he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He changes not. So the same God who was able to be with David and to give him the endurance, the strength that he needed in order to overcome, that same God stands ready and willing and able to meet us at the point of our need.
Amen.
But we've got to trust him even when we can't trace him, And David goes on to talk about and remind us that God is our refuge, mm-hmm. and that he is our strength.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, in Psalm 46 and 1 says he's a very present help
in a time of trouble. That's a favorite of mine.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So don't grow weary in well-doing. He is a present help. And so refuge here means hill front, where David found safety. And so the same is true for us. Our safety is in the Lord, who builds a hedge, if you will, around and protection, a hedge of protection for those who are trying to oppress us, or for those who are trying to take advantage of us. God has not forsaken us. He promised he would never leave us. He said, I'll be with you always, even until the end. And so we, like David in this ninth division of Psalm, need to sing praises to the Lord.
Amen.
We've got to go ahead and praise God in the midst of our trials, in the midst of our difficulties, in the midst of things that seem as if they're not going to work out. Make a proclamation. That's what it says. Mm-hmm. And in other words, we got to have an attitude of gratitude, mm-hmm. because God has been faithful. He's been kind. He's been just. He's been merciful. And he's been better to us than we've actually been to ourselves.
That's right.
Do I have any witnesses out there who can say amen and know beyond a shadow of a doubt that when you couldn't keep yourself, God was keeping you? When you were lost, God found you. God picked you up and he turned you around, and here you are, clothed in your right mind after all you've been through. Just think about just this past year, how God kept us and how he sustained us, and how his mercy endured forever. And so we have a reason, and we have a right, and we also have a responsibility, wouldn't you say, Lady
yes,
Kim,
to give God praise.
That's
yes,
right. That's
yes,
right.
Lord. The psalmist also goes on to ask the Lord to have mercy on him who was still in trouble,
mm-hmm.
and to consider or remember his trouble, and to deliver him mercifully from his suffering caused by his enemies. And you know, that's something that we all need to do, is to pray for those who despitefully use and misuse us.
That's right.
You know, and David here offers also, you know, a prayer to be gracious, you know, towards those who have misused and abused him. He says, be gracious to me, O Lord, and see my affliction from those who hate me.
Mm-hmm.
So he's asking the Lord to lift him up from the gates of hell from which he has been in. But he also talks about the wickedness and the wicked snares that he's been entrapped with.
Okay. So this ninth psalm is a really powerful psalm. And it's a psalm that really talks about deliverance. And it's a praise of deliverance. And I believe that if we, but even in the midst of what we're going through, there still ought to be room enough for us to give God praise. Mm-hmm. We ought to praise God, because I believe, Lady Kim, and I know you do too, that praise can and it will change our situation. You don't have to let what you're going through keep your mind off where you're going to. But if you but dare praise God and worship him even in the midst of your trial, I believe I'm speaking to about three people tonight, in the midst of your difficulty, God will come and see about you.
Yes, he will.
And sometimes it's the thing that God is trying to get done might be in us,
mm-hmm.
when we think we want him to do something in somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
But God is trying to work something out in you. He's trying to perfect something in you. You might be in the furnace right now, but don't grow weary. Hold on. God will see you through.
You know, that brought something to mind that you said some years ago when we were studying the bait of Satan.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the enemy is in a me.
Wow.
Sometimes
that's right.
The enemy is in a me.
In a me.
In a me.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. That enemy is in you,
yes.
and in us sometime, right?
Yes.
So God does not ignore the prayers of his people who are in trouble, but he answers them.
Amen.
And I think that really kind of summarizes that whole ninth division of Psalm, as David is praising for deliverance.
Mm-hmm.
God does not ignore the prayers of the people who are in trouble,
mm-hmm.
but he answers them.
Yes, he does.
He may not come when you want him to.
But he's always
right on time.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So this 11th psalm, we're skipped now to the 11th psalm, is that right?
Right, that's right, because the 10th psalm is not attributed to David.
Okay.
So we're going on to the 11th psalm, chapter 11. And it has, I believe, seven verses, so mm-hmm. it's a pretty short psalm. But it talks about God as our refuge.
Mm-hmm.
God, our refuge. And we're still talking about God being beside us.
Right. So in this particular psalm, David is talking about how his state of mind is of such that he has put his trust in God.
Yes.
And when I saw that and when I read that, it reminded me of the proverb that it says we need to trust in the Lord mm-hmm. with all of our hearts and lean not unto our own understanding, but in all of our ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. So we must trust in God even when we can't trace it. And sometimes we're looking for God and it diminishes our trust, but we've got to trust him even when we can't trace him, because mm-hmm. many times when we can't trace him, God is somewhere else and he's already handled the situation that we've been worrying about and praying about.
Mm-hmm.
And he's down the road somewhere dealing with some more issues and some more people's situation, and he's already made put in place what he has promised he would do for us. And I believe, Lady Kim, many times we have to allow our experiences to catch up with the word of God.
Amen.
And the promises of God. God's
Amen.
Promises are sure and his satisfaction is guaranteed. And when we come out of whatever it is we're faced with, then we will connect ourselves to that promise that God has placed in our and our destiny and placed in front of us.
Amen. Amen. It also talks about the wicked.
Mm-hmm.
The wicked are the persons referred to in verse 1, imitating or who he was fleeing from in his danger.
Okay.
So the wicked, how the wicked bend their bows, getting ready, and their arrows upon the strings of the bended bows, so they may shoot them upright. And so it's talking really about, how the wicked boast of their desires of his soul, you know, and they in their pride, how the wicked do not seek God.
Okay. And I think it refers to, how many times they get into what is called vanity, and mm-hmm. oftentimes, is that in this particular chapter where he talks about how sometimes people get into situations where they put more trust in themselves than mm-hmm. they do in God.
Mm-hmm.
And you find yourself headed going down a path that leads to destruction. But even when you have achieved something or you have accomplished a few things in life, we should never ever forget just how good God has been and how far the Lord has brought us. And we always ought to always realize that if it had not been for the Lord on our sides, we don't know where in the world we would be. So we thank God for his keeping power, and we need to be reminded time and time again that it was the Lord who made a way. It was the Lord who opened the door. It was the Lord who provided. It was the Lord who gave. And just as God has given us so many blessings and so many things, the very same things that we hold on to and don't want to acknowledge God as the one who has blessed us with them, we can see those same things fall by the wayside, and they can be gone before we know it.
That's right. Yeah. Amen.
So that fourth verse, he talks about how the Lord is in his holy temple. And when I was looking at that, Lady Kim, how we have to continue to know that God is available, that he's ready to meet us at the point of our need. And many times, as he said in the fifth verse, the Lord tries or he tests the righteous.
Mm-hmm.
And James talks about that too when he says the trying of our faith is what worketh patience. But let patience have a perfect work, that we might be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. And so God sometimes puts us to a test just to see what we are really made of, mm-hmm. and to see how genuine our faith and our trust is, and to know that it was He alone who brought us out of whatever it was we were faced with and whatever it is we're going through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And not only does the Lord test the righteous, it also said that He despises or He hates the wicked.
That's right.
And the ones who love violence. So, you know, the psalmist says, let Him rain coals on the wicked. Fire and sulfur and the scorching wind shall be the portion of their cup. So he's saying here that, you know, that God will rain down on the unjust. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, as I thought about that, I was thinking, man, I sure wouldn't want to be one that God rains down on his vengeance and His wrath. I want to feel God's love. Well, I don't want to feel fire and brimstone, as they used to say. And it says, for the Lord is righteous. He loves righteous deeds, and the upright shall behold His face. Don't you want to see God's face one day?
Absolutely.
Don't you want to hear Him say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. Come on up. Let me make you ruler over many. I certainly do. So the righteous Lord loveth righteousness for those who are righteous. And His face beholds the upright, defending him with graciousness. So to sum up this particular chapter, you know, we need to imagine beholding God's face or seeing God's face. He watches everything that happens.
Mm-hmm.
Everything we do, God knows about.
That's right. Kind of reminds me of what we were talking about with the prodigal son, the younger son, how his father saw him a great way off.
Mm-hmm.
And so we know that God sees all, He knows all, He's omnipotent, He's omniscient, and He's omnipresent, and there's nothing that gets past God.
Mm-hmm.
And anything that happens to us has to, first of all, pass His inspection.
Yes, it does.
And so even if you are in a situation and it looks like everything is coming to loose at the seams, you were built for that. God has already put something in you to sustain you in the midst of it. And of everything that many times we don't want to go through, Lady Kim, is the thing that we need in order to strengthen and develop our faith.
Amen. That's correct.
So that's,
and you know, we need that. I remember the song where it says, you know, if we never had a problem,
mm-hmm.
we wouldn't know that God could solve.
That's right.
You know, we wouldn't know what faith in God could do. But through it all,
mm-hmm.
you know, we learn to trust in Jesus. We learn to depend on His holy word. So we have to trust in God.
We must trust Him.
Yep, because we're going to have problems.
That's right.
We're going to have problems, circumstances, and situations. And in order to get through them, we need to learn to lean on the word of God.
Okay. Is there any comments there, Lady Kim? I see a couple mm-hmm. of people, they're just speaking and
saying
amen.
Yes, they're just saying hello and amen.
Okay, mm-hmm. okay. Well, we praise God for each of you. We are moving through the 73 Psalms that's attributed to David. And we just finished the ninth psalm, the ninth chapter, and then we just summarized the 11th chapter. So those were the two that we've already dealt with tonight. And as Lady Kim indicated on the close of our summarization of this 11th chapter, we must make sure that we know that God watches everything that happens,
mm-hmm.
and we've got to behold Him. We got to see God and know God has not forsaken or forgotten about us, that His promises are sure and His satisfaction is guaranteed. And so now we're going to move to the 12th chapter of Psalms, and we hope that you have already had the opportunity to read these. But let me say this before we move forward, Lady Kim, if there are prayer requests or praise reports from anybody who's viewing for the next, we're going to be about another 15 minutes here tonight. We want to entertain those prayer requests and praise reports, and then we want to make sure that you let us be aware of some things that we may not be aware of. And we believe in prayer, and we know that you do too. for we are products and we are recipients of prayer. And we know that we didn't get here by ourselves. Somebody prayed for us.
Amen.
And so we believe in what happens in the power of prayer.
Yes, Lord.
And so we thank God that he is a prayer answering God.
Yes, he is.
And so we have that connection with him. Even the dogs will get the Holy Ghost every now and then when we start talking about the power of God. You hear them back there, don't you? So we praise God for his power, and we thank him for answering in our prayers and hearing us in our hour of distress, just like he did David. He'll do the same thing for you and for me.
Amen.
So this 12th division of Psalms, it really still focus on God beside us. Isn't
yes.
that right?
Yes, that's
and,
the focus.
David is talking about good thoughts for bad times.
Mm-hmm.
Good thoughts for bad times. That's almost a sermon title, isn't it?
It is.
Good thoughts for bad times. We've got to maintain a sense of integrity and a sense of what's a good word? We must have a focus that's above and not beneath, mm-hmm. and not go to the gutter. We've got to think high. Mm-hmm. How does that saying go?
When they go low, we go high.
That was First Lady Obama. Yeah.
Yes. Is that mm-hmm. what you were thinking?
That's
of?
What I was thinking
okay.
about. Yep. So we've got to always go high. Mm-hmm. And so even when we are going through bad times, we need to have good thoughts.
Absolutely. Positive. I think another way to say it is, you know, when negative is surrounding you, you need to have positive thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Bible also says, so as a man thinketh, so is he.
That's right. That's
so if
right.
we think negative thoughts, we will have negative feelings. But if we think positive thoughts, even in a negative situation, things will have a positive effect.
That's right.
So, you know, good thoughts for bad times. Well, my Bible also says the faithful have vanished.
Wow.
The faithful have vanished. And in that first verse, he needs the Lord's help. Who is he? David. He's mm-hmm. the psalmist here. He needs the Lord's help. The godly man has ceased or disappeared. That's why mine says the faithful have vanished.
Okay.
The faithful have vanished or from among the children of men. They've disappeared from the human race, no longer to be found. And you know, if we look around us in our world today, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. it's even if we just not even look at the world, if we narrow it down to our city, the city of Memphis, it seems like what? The faithful have what? They vanished,
yeah.
They're gone, nowhere to be found. You know, where's our witness and where's our testimony as Christians, you know? We see all kinds of things taking place, but guess what? I know we're here because
right.
I'm here.
That's
I'm
right.
around.
That's right. That's
you know,
right.
but it seems that wickedness or that evil is the only focus for the day. You
mm-hmm.
know, you look on the news, there's no good news, just all bad, wicked, evil things all around us. And so here, David is saying the same thing. You know, he's saying, God, we need your help.
Right.
You know, the good folks can't be found anymore. The children of men, they vanished. Faithful people have vanished. They speak vanity or falsehoods with their neighbor. They speak with flattering lips.
That's that vanity I was thinking about earlier.
Yeah, in the mm-hmm. Other chapter.
Right,
yeah.
right.
They speak with doubt. They speak with a double heart,
mm-hmm.
a heart to speak the words, and then one with cruel and deceitful hearts that conceal the real purpose or design or the meaning. That no confidence could be placed in the person. One heart for Sunday and another for the rest of the
wow.
week.
Wow! Walk one way on Sunday and then walk sideways the rest
yeah,
of the week.
Yeah, Monday through Saturday, you saying something else.
Wow.
Walking another way.
Walking right and talking left.
Talking right and walking
okay,
left.
Okay, talking right and walking
well,
left.
Well, it could be that way too.
Yeah, either way.
Yeah, walking right and talking left.
Yeah,
it could
yeah.
be either way. Yes.
Dr. Qualisa, I'm here when we're talking about the ones who have vanished. She said, no, I'm
she
here.
She said she's here, huh?
And we got a lot of people who are yet on the wall, Lady Kim. And, mm-hmm. You know, it's so much happening in our world today where It's void of a witness from those who believe in the power and the presence of God. That's why I praise God for a praying church.
Amen.
And intercessors who are praying and interceding for the welfare of the people and of the city and any concern that come before us. We are ready to lift that concern up and then present it to God, because we know if God's done it before, he'll do it again.
Yes, he will.
And God is well able to do exceedingly and abundantly above it and everything that we can ever ask or think.
Amen.
And I think oftentimes he wants us to have a reckless faith where we are willing to, I preached that series of sermons about dangerous prayers.
Mm-hmm.
He wants us to pray those dangerous prayers, not just those little safe prayers, but he wants us to really stretch out and try him and trust him and see if he won't do exactly what he said he would do.
Amen. Sister Gwen said they talk out of the side of their neck.
Side of their neck.
That's a saying, talking out of the side of their neck. But, and what that simply means is, you know, that like in verse 3 it says, the tongue that make great boasts, you know, the Lord is going to cut off those flattering
tongues.
That's
right. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Because they are pretenders, Lady Kim, and they really they are not true to what they say they are. And we have to beware of being seduced by substitutes, because really there are so many things that are happening in this world today where people are pretending to be one thing, but deep down on the inside, they're something else. And so we have to make sure that we try the Spirit by the Spirit. Mm-hmm. And so once you try the Spirit by the Spirit, it'll be clear to you that, and sometimes we want to continue to try to trust people or go with people who show us they are not with the program, but mm-hmm. we got to try that Spirit by the Spirit.
Amen.
And believe that God is going to reveal to us exactly what that Spirit is,
mm-hmm.
because this is spiritual warfare that
yes,
we're up
is.
Against, and we look at it in terms of trying to fight against flesh and blood,
a person,
but mm-hmm. we're not fighting yes. against a person. We're not, our enemy is not a person, it's a spirit
mm-hmm.
that's controlling and trying to overpower and overtake.
Mm-hmm.
And then John 10:10 says the thief coming not but to steal, kill and destroy.
Mm-hmm.
But Jesus said, I have come that you might have life
mm-hmm.
and have it more abundantly. And so we know that God is going to give us everything that we need in this season that we're going through. To Lady Kim working all of her devices over here. One ran out of juice and she went right to the next one. But we know that God will give us everything that we need in order to see it through whatever it is we're going through.
Amen. And when you were talking about pretenders, you know, I always, it came to my mind about a wolf in sheep's clothing.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw an illustration recently, it might have been on Facebook, of a wolf, and he had on a cloak, or he had what looked like sheepskin over him and
okay.
a sheep's head. So we have to be aware of wolves in sheep's clothing,
mm-hmm.
meaning that people are pretenders.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
not everybody.
Not everybody.
Right,
no,
right, right.
I'm talking about there are deceivers
right.
out there, and that's what
right.
this was talking
that's
about
right.
when they speak with flattering lips.
That's right.
They say things that sound good, that tickle the ear,
mm-hmm.
that bring our attention to what they're saying, but you know, they mean us no good.
That's right.
In the end,
and this is the 12th chapter of Psalms, and we're going to stop there for tonight.
Mm-hmm.
But even as you finish with those few verses that's left, Lady Kim, we want to encourage those of you who are viewing tonight to list your prayer requests or any praise reports that you might have. And next week we're going to be in chapter 13, 14, and I believe it's 15
and 16.
15 and 16.
Yeah, and that is going to be the 4th of July holiday. Monday. That'll be July 5th. We will still have Bible study on July 5th.
And we're having church on Sunday.
Yes.
The 4th of July.
4th of July Sunday.
Somebody say amen. I see you out there. All right.
Amen.
That's right. We're going to be in the house.
And yes.
So we won't hold you long, and you have a chance to still. You can invite your family and friends who are in town. I think last week, who was that? Sister Didlake, she had her sisters in town from Houston or somewhere in that area, and they filled up a couple of rows, didn't they?
Yeah.
Well, it's not rows now, a couple of seats, yeah.
Yeah, several seats.
And so go ahead and invite your family and friends to come out, and we're going to let you go home early next week, and I'm already working on a special word the Lord has placed in my heart that I want to share with you on next Sunday, but make sure that you be a part of that, and then we're going to be here next Monday. Even though it's the holiday weekend, it's the holiday is the off day is Monday, right?
Yes.
For those who get that as a You know what I'm trying to say? As
yes,
an off day,
right? The holiday is celebrated on Monday.
Okay.
Since it's on a Sunday, if it were on Saturday, it would
be
celebrated on Friday.
Okay. Yes. Okay. So it'd be an extended holiday. On next weekend, on this weekend.
Extended weekend
mm-hmm. on this weekend coming up.
Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
I said a whole lot there. I hope y'all, I didn't just turn that all the way around. But
okay.
All right. Go ahead.
So we left off, I think, with verse number 4. Who have
in
said
the
12th with
chapter.
Our, in the 12th chapter mm-hmm. of Psalms.
Right.
Who have said with our tongue, we will prevail. Again, it's talking about those who... speak flattering things, you know. Let's see. And it says, who has control over us? It's talking about, you know, people who speak flattering things. For oppression of the poor, being treated wrongly, and for the groaning of the needy, also referred to the oppressed, mm-hmm. the Lord said he would arise and have mercy on the poor and the needy and avenge their oppressors, freeing them from their oppressors. He would set him in safety from him that puffeth or breatheth or despisingly or hurtfully say things against him.
Okay. So how would you then, as we prepare to close out, kind of, you know, bring this into some kind of... take away for us tonight, Lady Kim,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
this 12th chapter.
Well, I think, you know, the 7th and 8th verses kind of bring it all in to perspective, that the Lord would keep them and guard them and defend them. He's talking about those who love him and know him.
Mm-hmm.
And he in the 8th verse, he talks about how the wicked walk or go everywhere, but how he's going to protect us. Even as the wicked cause suppression. So what the takeaway that I have today is that God protects his people from evil.
Okay.
And that's the main focus here, that God will protect his people from evil. God has always promised that he would take care of us. And the Bible said that God is not like man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent.
That's right.
So
that's
God right. will protect his people from evil.
Okay. Well, that's a good place to stop tonight, and we praise God for this time that we've spent together. We covered chapter 9 and chapter 11 and chapter 12 tonight. And then on next week, now we're going to start with chapter 13, and then we're going to move through chapter 14 of Psalms. And then I think we skip from 14.
It's 15 and 16.
15
also.
And 16. Uh-huh. That's combined with that. So that's 13, 14, 15, and 16. So if you get a chance to read that, it will be helpful for us, because basically we're summarizing those chapters and bringing out the finer points of what's happening in those.
Yeah, and they're not very long either. I think chapter 13 just has 6 verses, and mm-hmm. 14 has 7 verses, and 15 has 5 verses, and 16 has 11 verses. So they're not very long chapters. So we will look at chapters 13 through 16 on next week, and those psalms are attributed to David.
Okay, sounds good. Well, do you see any prayer requests there, Lady Kim?
Not yet.
Okay. If there are any prayer requests, let us know so that we might pray with you and pray for you and just touch and agree and believe God, even in the midst of what you might be going through. And there are several requests prayer requests that you are aware of that you want to share with us at this time.
Yes, we want to continue to lift up Mother Lillian Briscoe in our prayers in Methodist Hospital. And also Brother Charles Beecham is in St. Francis Hospital. We want to lift him up in prayer and continue to lift up Kelly Calhoun Seeley as she's recovering from her surgery. And that's all I can think of right now.
Okay. Well, we certainly hope that each of you will, stay covered and stay cautiously aware of your surroundings. It's a very dangerous time that we live in. And so I just praise God for his keeping power. And I was looking at the news earlier about the people down in Miami in that high rise and how they're still trying to find bodies in that collapse of that condominium. And so we want to definitely keep them in our prayers and pray that I think they're up to about 10 people that they've found that's already deceased, but there's about 100 or so people that are unaccounted for. And they said it's a lot of tunnels and there's a lot of little crevices there that it is a possibility that someone might even be still alive.
Yeah.
And so they've got the cameras now where they're letting them go all down through there trying to find a glimmer of hope and some life. And so let's continue to pray for those who are looking for loved ones and trying to wait to get a closure on all this whole process that's going on.
Yeah, such a tragedy for those people there and for those family members who are waiting for word. So we lift them up in prayer also, tonight.
Okay. Well, anything we need to be aware of as we prepare for Sunday and this weekend, Lady Kim?
No, just mark on your calendars that we will have a mid-year congregational meeting coming up on the 17th, I believe, Saturday the 17th
That's
of
correct.
July at 12 noon. So mark your calendars for that. We will be sending out the link for that congregational meeting, and we hope everyone can participate in that. And we most certainly thank everyone for tuning in on tonight, and for those who will go back and view this Bible study. We thank you for taking time to do that also.
Okay. All right. Well, will you close us out then with a word of prayer?
Let us pray. Gracious God in heaven, we thank you for tonight, for your word is fresh and alive, oh God, and it cuts it like a two-edged sword. Even though David, these psalms are attributed to David, we can feel your presence. And we see the relevance of what he was talking about back then. We see it and feel it now. We ask, oh God, that you would continue to bless us as we go forward. We lift up the sick to you tonight, God. We call out Mother Lillian Briscoe, heal right now in the name of Jesus. We call out Brother Charles Beecham tonight, God, heal in the name of Jesus. We call out Minister Kelly Calhoun, heal in the name of Jesus. We call out all the others, oh God, that have not come to my mind right now, but you know all about them because you made and you created each and every one of them. So we ask for your healing virtue to take place in their life right now, God. Any bereaved families, oh God, those that we may not know about, we ask that you give them comfort and peace, oh God. We pray for the families in Miami who've lost loved ones in the condominium collapse, and we ask, oh God, that they find some people alive, God. Bring them out, God, as only you can. And then comfort those, oh God, who have lost their loved ones. We thank you, God, and we ask, oh God, that as we go throughout the remainder of this week, that you watch over and keep us until we meet in person again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, and praise God. Lady Kim, even as you were praying, the Lord just pressed in my spirit to tell somebody they need to push. Go ahead and push. And we know that when we talk about that word push and use it as an acronym, it's pray until something happens. So continue to pray and continue to push through this thing. God's going to see you through it.
Amen.
And you shall be victorious over that thing that's keeping you up all night.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
All right.
Push. Well, pray push. Until something happens.
Somebody put that in the margin. Type push.
Yes, Lord.
Push. Mother Briscoe, push.
Push,
I know
Mother
she's
Briscoe.
Not on the call, but push.
Yes.
And we thank God
Brother
that
Charles,
she's going
to push.
Push. That's right.
Yes.
Until something happens. So we believe that God's going to do it.
Yes.
And that all power is within his hands.
Thank you.
Well, until next week, until Sunday, y'all be blessed and have a fantastic rest of the day. And hope you enjoy this evening. God bless you.
Bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye.